feature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVU News Time 728, Newsmaker Time here, and we're pleased to have Terry Summey joining us with the Emporia Sertoma Club. Terry, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
So far, so good. And we also have Kent Schnackenberg joining us here this morning.
Kent. Morning, Chuck. Thanks for having us.
Oh, glad to have you both in here this morning. And I wanted to start, before we start talking about our big topic here today, which is going to be the ride situation in July. Terry, I'm going to let you kind of start us off by giving us an update on the miniature train, kind of how things have gone, especially since the flooding kind of had to take the train off the track as a precaution.
Yeah, so actually train's running well. We did pull it up that one day, and I think there was only that Sunday is the only day we did not run. We knew the river was coming up, and Russ Beck does a great job of watching that for us. And so he knew that he could get some help on that Saturday, so we just pulled it up and had it up ready to go. And so, yeah, if it gets worse, we can pull it out. But we also have a system that we just lifted up inside the shed, and that's what we did. When we saw that the river was going down, we let it down again. So, but yeah, it's been running really, really well this year.
Good traffic so far here this
season? So far, yeah. I think they said it was a little lower on Wednesday, but I think it's because it's been so hot and maybe people are on vacations. But yeah, just remembering to come down there and yeah, just take a few times around and, we're always there and available and ready to go on Wednesday, Saturday, Sundays from 6:30 to 8:30 and then Thursday mornings from 9 to 11.
Got it. Okay. Well, the big topic here is, I think, what is it now, a couple of years now that we've had free train rides, 3 years now in a row that there have been free train rides, and the Schnackenbergs, Kent and Natalie, are sponsoring those here for July. Kent, got to ask, what is it about the train that really kind of speaks to you, because this is now starting to become a tradition for you?
First of all, Natalie and I are just really excited to be able to do that again this year. It kind of started, our anniversary is on June 21st, and a couple of years ago we decided maybe instead of doing something for each other, we'd just try to do something for the town and for the kids in the town. And I couldn't think of a better gift than, free rides at the train down at, down at Soden's Grove. And it's kind of for two things. One, it's obviously to help the kids and the families in Emporia and just let them go down and enjoy something that we've done and generations of kids have done. And but another, the big part it is, the more I'm around the people with Sertoma Club and stuff, it's to thank them and honor them for all the things they do. And, it's a lot of work to be down there and doing the train all the time. And just like myself, we're not all spring chickens anymore. And they still go down there, and they're there four times a week total now? Yep. And it's amazing. And the other thing, they do, which is important for our country, important for our town, is put out a couple hundred flags several times a year, whether it's ESU flags or American flags. And it's really to thank the club members, and it's just to help the kids and families enjoy something the rest of us have always and still do enjoy. It's just a great part of Emporia.
Terry, how does it make you feel to have the Schnackenbergs on board here again for free rides for another year?
We really appreciate it. It helps us because, a lot of the clientele that comes down to the train probably do not have a lot of extra spending money, and so they'll come down and they'll do it to ride the train, and this allows us to keep something going. Kent mentioned that, like other things in this town, the train is kind of an institution, and so... and I noticed it when I first moved here almost 40 years ago when I was kind of driving around town. And so it helps us to be able to, have people there and get them on the train, let them have a good time. And so it's kind of almost become a tradition, too, because we ran a week ago Saturday in memory of Teresa Schrock. Somebody had wanted to sponsor a day for her family. And so we had free rides that day, too. So it's kind of, But yeah, we really appreciate the Snackamers doing that for a whole month, because that's just awesome. And it's one of our busier months.
And how does it make you feel, too, that you know, the Snackenbergs are really recognizing what you guys do in order to maintain the train and then operate the train four times a week?
It makes me feel good. I think there's a lot of times where those of us in service clubs maybe feel like we're doing things that maybe aren't as appreciated or recognized as much. But to have him, and he was at our meeting yesterday when we talked about flags on 4th of July. Mm-hmm. But yeah, to be able to know that, you know, somebody watches what we're doing and appreciates some of what we do around the community. So it does make us feel really good. We are a small club. If anyone's interested in running the train, yeah, please come join us out on Thursdays at noon at Pizza Ranch, or come down to the train and just let somebody know that you'd love to be a member. Our membership fees are really cheap. We keep working on Kent and Natalie to see if we can get them to join. So membership fees are only $50 a year. If you've got two in your family, it's $75. So yeah, so we just could use some help, because as Kent mentioned, some of our members are getting up there, which is why Russ asked for help to bring the train up, because he's in his 80s. And so, yeah, just, you know, trying to do things.
Wanted to ask you both this question here, your first memory of the train. Terry, you'd mentioned here that you know, one of the first things that you remember about moving here, but what was your first memory of the train that you can bring to mind?
That would probably be one of the first ones, because I just remember driving around town. I was young, single, and I just moved here and really didn't know much about Emporia. And I don't remember if it was when I interviewed or after I'd moved here. But I remember seeing the train tracks down around the zoo and thinking, oh, this is kind of interesting. I wonder what, you know, if there's a train that runs down here, knowing nothing about it at that time. Just taking my kids to the train. And that's kind of how I got involved with it, is having my kids down riding the train. I think it was after my son was born. Somebody said, hey, why don't you join? Your kids will get free rides. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And so I ended up joining the Optimist at that time. And my son loved the train. Mm-hmm. And so I've been trying to get him to join too, but I haven't been successful yet.
Not yet. There's time. There's time. How about you, Kent? What is your first memory of the train that comes to mind?
My first memory of the train would be standing out there in the parking lot with my brothers. You know, the train would be going on. There'd be a Legion baseball game going on. You could hear the peacocks from the zoo, and you could hear the bell from the ice cream truck that used to come through there, and getting a foul ball, and you could either, I think, get a dime or a free snow cone, and everybody racing to that ball. And it just, I mean, it was America, and it still is to this day. You can still go down there and have those same things. I don't know if an ice cream truck comes through there, but you can buy ice cream.
Yeah, we sell ice cream at the train, so yeah. you can buy ice cream at the train.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's just cool. And, you know, seeing our grandkids laugh still at this, you know, their ages now and smile, and seeing other people come down there and just seeing the kids' eyes. I mean, it's just a part of, like I said, it's a part of history, a part of history of this town. It's a part of America, and it's another thing that makes Emporia such a special place to live.
Talk about that side of things, Terry, before we wrap things up and kind of reset the schedule for folks that want to take advantage of these free rides. As a club member for an extended period of time, getting a chance to see families kind of light up when they see the train.
Oh, yeah, and we're probably on third and fourth, like Kent was saying, you know, he and his brothers rode. We're probably on third and fourth generations riding the trains. So we get a lot of people coming down that say, oh, yeah, I was on this as a child. Or, you know, sometimes I'll ask if people come from out of town or, you know, did you ride this as a child when they get on? And we've got our regulars that are down there all the time. Vicki and Eddie Brooks joined our club, and their grandkids, I know we used to see, and we still do, their middle daughter down there with her two boys constantly because they love the train. And so just seeing some of those generational things where people come down. And I know we ran a birthday party for a friend of ours, her great-grandson. And her granddaughter had ridden, and her son had ridden, and so, just having those. So it's definitely a family thing.
It is a family thing. It is a community thing. Again, the Sertoma Club miniature train with free rides through the month of July, courtesy of Kent and Natalie Schnackenberg. Terry, remind folks what the schedule is so folks can take advantage of this.
So we run Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday from 6:30 to 8:30, and then Thursday mornings from 9 to 11. And with the holiday coming up, we are running Wednesday night on the 3rd from 6:30 to 8:30. And then we're going to go ahead and run our Thursday morning run. So, you know, people will be off work on 4th of July. And I know a lot of people go to the lake and have picnics. But 9 to 11, come on down, and it'll be free. So come on down, ride the train, and start your 4th of July off right.
Outstanding. Well, guys, thanks so much for joining us. Have a great weekend. Have a great 4th of July and a great month ahead coming up here for both of you.
Yeah, thanks for giving us this opportunity. And we will be down there, Natalie and I, a couple times, and we'll let you guys know where we'll be giving away some free team snack shirts and sunglasses and, you know, still some information on what we do. But
all right.
There's no age limit. Bring your whole family. If I can get in one of the cars, then anybody can get in one of the cars. And it's a great opportunity for everybody to do something together as a family.
I would say if we can get in the cart for different reasons.
Right. Well, I was going to say, Kent's tall, so.
I'm getting wide, so.
We can help each other get in and out.
There you go.
Oh, we had a lady come over one day that was... she almost 100 and wanted to ride it, so they brought her over because I think we were running a party, and they said, "Do you mind running her?" I said, "No. If, you know, she's 100 years old and would like to ride it, yeah, we're going to get her on there."
There you go. Awesome. Terry, thanks much. Kent, thanks again. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Terry Summey, Kent Schnackenberg joining us for our Newsmaker segment. Want to let you know that most of next week is full, so Monday's Newsmaker guest is going to be Jackie Wellnitz from Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness talking about the Swing Away Stigma golf tournament next month.
And thanks to Kent and Terry for coming in this morning, and thanks to Kent and Natalie for the free rides at the Miniature Train, Soden's Grocer, Toma Train, all through the month of July. Our primetime newsmaker brought to you by our good friends at the Olpe Chicken House, and the Chicken House, America's Best Restaurants, that YouTube channel, will be in Olpe at the Chicken House in under 2 weeks. But before they arrive, the Chicken House is asking for your help in deciding which three items should be featured on the show. And they're going to be giving away a couple of $25 gift cards. If you go to their Facebook page and comment on your go-to item at the Chicken House, they would appreciate that. So the Olpe Chicken House and America's Best Restaurants will be in town in Olpe in under 2 weeks. And our primetime newsmaker brought to you by the Olpe Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Olpe Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Olpe Chicken House, 738, 74 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weekend weather next.
Hi, this is Jerem Smith with Justice Painting. I'm running for the county commission.